Hi, I'm Dr. John Lakey.
And I'm Dr. Payman Danielport. We're board-certified plastic surgeons and hosts of the podcast Forever Young.
Join us every Tuesday as we share the latest products and procedures in the never-ending quest to help our patients look and feel their very best.
The world of cosmetic surgery is constantly improving. Join us on the cutting edge. Forever Young is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, peeps. Help Me Be Me is underfunded and needs your help. If you enjoy listening to this or it helps you at all, please visit helpmebeme.com and click donate or visit me on Patreon. Thanks! Hi friends, it's Sarah May. So this is a little impromptu power-up episode, and it's just something I've been thinking about today that I thought might be helpful. If you're having a bad day, or you're having a hard time with a person in particular, or something you've been struggling with in particular, this is just a little reflection exercise I want to do with you. So I want you to think about that thing that's bugging you. Maybe it's a conflict, maybe it's something you've been telling yourself all day that makes you feel shitty. Maybe it's somebody in your life that you've been fighting with, or just a negative thought from today. So just grab that thought, and now I want you to examine kind of what it is in a sentence. Like, what is the first person version of that statement? Is it, this person doesn't care about me? Or it's taking me so long to get to this place, or I wish I didn't have to go through things like this, or I wish this wasn't taking me so long. Just think about it in terms of how you would voice it to yourself. Now, what I want you to think about in this moment is, at any given time in your life, you can always be happy or you can be unhappy. And the trick to being happy really comes down to a decision. It always comes down to a conscious choice. And I say that with the caveat that I've been in the place where it's pretty much impossible, where your body is just overcome. So I'm leaving out the, you know, moments of extreme, excruciating trauma and pain and those kinds of unhappy. Those are exempt from this category. But I would say in an average situation, even if you have gone through a lot of pain even if you have completely valid reasons to be unhappy, it really comes down to, where are you going to place your focus? And you can always focus on something I think of it as everything is having two sides, like it's the opposite side of a coin. So for example, people that are overly boastful are actually insecure. It's the other side of that coin. And the same goes for if you are if you live passionately, if you have a lot of love and you experience a lot of joy and you also experience a lot of pain. That's just the flip side of what comes with life. So you can also look at every experience you have in either the light or the dark. It's just a decision. And so to train this in, I mean, it's like you have to almost practice it. You have to practice it and redirect your attention by training it in like a muscle. It's like doing reps. And that's why in my happiness journal, I have gratitudes, which sounds dorky as fuck. I know it does. I mean, I feel like I shut off to so much of this stuff for most of my life because it sounds so dorky. But the truth is, if you decide you're going to look at, you know, red Volkswagens every day, you'll see them everywhere. And the same goes for training yourself to focus on what you have to be grateful for. So in this very moment, I want you to look at whatever your negative thought was of the day. And I want you to deduce the flip side of that negative. What is the grateful side of that? What is the thing that actually is a positive that you wouldn't be able to have without that negative? And what does it mean? What's something positive that negative means? Like, for example, If you're suffering through something and it takes a lot out of you, maybe that is because you have enough stamina and you're like the only person that can do that. You're that dedicated. You have a huge heart. You never let anyone else know when you're, you know, rolling your eyes inside because that's just how good of a person you are. There is a positive side of your situation. And if it's a person that you're thinking about and you're struggling with this, a relationship that you care about a lot, a really good way to look at that is this is the other side of a person that you fell in love with or a person that you adored. And this is just part of something that comes with all of the good. So reflect upon that. Remember that you always get to choose how you want to feel about something. And if you're having a hard time not letting things get to you, try just the practice of stepping back and just watching your thoughts. Don't interrupt them. Don't get wrapped up in them. Just observe them as though they are like a separate narrative that you can just witness is happening, but it doesn't have to carry you along with it. It's almost like you're watching, you know, a cartoon on television. It's just chattering away, but it isn't you. It's something happening in your body. Just step back. In the moment when you feel like life just shit on me and I am so over this and I have every reason to be bummed, there's someone that has come before you that has been through worse, who had less skills and less ability than you do. It's just a matter of reminding yourself the power you already have and choosing to use it. Choosing to ask more of yourself. Just that gentle reminder. It's like when you see someone that's like, you know, next to you in an exercise class and they're like working 10 times harder than you and all of a sudden you find that strength. Like, ah, all right, shit, I am being lazy. Like, that's what you have all the time. So I want you to use that more often, especially in these moments, because it's a chemical state. Your lack of remembering to be grateful or remembering to be happy just creates a chemical state and it just feels a little bit heavier and harder to overcome. But it's in your power. It just takes a little bit more consistent and deliberate effort. So start with this one thing right now. If you can, if you feel like it, I invite you to write 3 gratitudes, just things that happen from your day. So that's what I'm doing right now, and it's very enjoyable. So I hope you enjoyed this, and don't forget to smile.